Marissa Ronstadt bears a musical name, but she has her own style, which seems to be a mix of mariachi, classic rock, soul, R&B, indie pop. Maybe she'll fill in any we've missed. She's played music since she was 7 and has her own band now, Marissa Ronstadt and the Know-It-Alls. Their debut album is Blueberry Moon. It's out now. Let's hear a little. Marissa Ronstadt joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So Blueberry's your daughter?
Well, that's what we used to call her, obviously, when I was carrying her for 9 months. My husband actually referred to her as Blueberry, and then everybody started referring to her as Blueberry, and it became an ad lib in that song, actually, Can't Wait to Meet You Soon, Beneath the Blueberry Moon. And my producers strongly suggested that we keep the ad-lib on the album, on the track.
Do you think it made you a different kind of artist, having a child?
Absolutely. The recording process itself was different because there was something literally growing inside of me. And I felt like if she liked something that we recorded or liked something that we tracked, she'd kick me. And if she didn't,
yes,
she wouldn't. And we would record record it again. So, you know, there was another judge in this. There was another critique.
Let's listen to another track here, if we could. The second track is Wrongdoings.
Yes.
I'm going to read a little bit of the lyrics. Everything you slither and say is laced with lies. So what set this one off?
I sang it to my husband, and he was like, I really hope that this song isn't about me. And so my sister and I have been watching a soap opera since we were 14, and it's called Young and the Restless. And there was a character on the show. His name was Adam Newman, and he was a very manipulative, snaky kind of guy. And her and I were having a conversation one day, and I said, oh, all of his wrongdoings are going to see the light of day. And it clicked. Something just clicked inside of me, and I said, I have to go. That's a song.
I want to play a last track called Freedom. And I gather the inspiration for this was a law that's pretty well known, SB 1070. Arizona bill that was signed into law, I believe, in 2010.
Yes.
Which is considered a very tough bill on immigration. Let's hear some of the song.
Soon to be a mother of three in search of Lady Liberty. Instead, she's chained to a bed, bringing life into the world. Hauled off to the other side, leaving her babies behind. She
Another family member worked on the lyrics with you.
My father. My father is a local news anchor here in Los Angeles, and both the first and second verses of this song are actual stories that came out of Arizona. And my father covered these stories, and it just really resonated in me. And I wanted a piece of this to be in Spanish, so my father translated the bridge.
Song like this is important to you?
Absolutely. I grew up in Arizona. My husband and I have talked about moving back home many times to be close to family, but this is honestly one of the major things holding us back because we have a little girl now. And I don't want to raise her in a world where the color of her skin or the way that she looks will define her and scare her. I don't want her to live in fear.
Could someone with the name Ronstadt in Arizona go into the roofing business? Or do you have to kind of give music a tumble?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are many.
I think I've seen a Ronstadt hardware store. Am I wrong about that? So did the other person with the name who sings give you any advice?
Absolutely. Linda is one of the most phenomenal artists that I've ever had the opportunity to meet and to, obviously, to be related to. And she said, follow the beat to your own drum, follow your own path, and write from the heart, and you can't go wrong. And I feel that I've done that, and I've continued to do that.
Just you and me, my sweetest melody.
Marissa Ronstadt of Marissa Ronstadt and the Know-It-Alls. Her new album, Blueberry Moon. She joined us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's what you want.